Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Fine Food Friday, August 16th. I'm Ray Graff. Time to fire up the grill today. We welcome two folks from Grillsdale 2019. The fourth annual event is taking place August 24th in Hillsdale, New York. Jack Peel of Jacouterie is among the area chefs taking part in the cook-off, having won the event in 2016. He's joined in the studio today by Grillsdale organizer Joanna Varello. She also is the general manager of the Rojan Brewing Company, a craft brewery and full-service restaurant with a wood-fired grill opening in Hillsdale this fall. Remember, it's still summer out there, so if you have a question about grilling, give us a call, 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Food Friday after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's a Food Friday, and we welcome today two folks from Grillsdale 2019. The fourth annual event is taking place August 24th in Hillsdale, New York. Our first guest is Jack Peel, the founder and owner of Jacouterie in Ankrumdale, New York. Having won the 2016 Grillsdale Cook-Off, Jack is back for this year's competition. Jacouterie operates its own USDA-inspected facility, specializing in European-style dry-cured salami, whole-muscle charcuterie, and small batches of fresh sausages. Joanna Varello created Grillsdale and is also the general manager of the Rojan Brewing Company. That's a craft brewery and full-service restaurant with a wood-fired grill slated to open this fall in Hillsdale, New York. You have a question? We have some experts here in the studio today. 800-348-2551 is the number. 1-800-348-2551. You can tweet us at WAMCVoxPop or email us at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, our number is 800-348-2551. Joanna and Jack, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, thanks.
I say welcome back to Jack because you were here before.
I was here last year in September before the fermentation festival.
So just about a year ago.
Yep.
And I remember the sausage even from then. Joanna Varello, this is your first time on the program?
Yes, it is.
I'm glad you said that because otherwise I would have forgotten completely. Well, let's talk first, before we talk about the food you brought and get to the calls, let's talk about Grillsdale. You invented this?
Yeah, I did invent this event for Hillsdale. There are events like this that exist, and I used to do them on the East End for a publication called Dan's Papers.
The East End of Long Island?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. But Grillsdale is very special.
It's a great name.
Thank you.
Very catchy.
Yeah, you could do it with other towns in Columbia County, but don't tell anybody.
All right, so. All right. I won't mention it. That's fair enough. Well, Joanna, tell us about what it is, Grillsdale.
What it is a collection of chefs from the area, from the Berkshires and the Hudson Valley, mainly Columbia County and Dutchess, that get together, and we pitch a long row of tents, and we give each chef their own kitchen. And basically, the rules are you got to cook over an open flame.
Nice.
And that's it.
Love that.
Yeah.
So a lot of wood being brought in the
You could use wood. We use a chunk lump charcoal that's donated.
I love that, yeah.
Yeah. The grills can be brought in by the chef, or they could use one of our catering grills. But that's basically the rule. You cook over an open flame, and then you serve 500 small plates to our attendees, and they partake in that food, and they drink wine and beer, and listen to live music.
That sounds fantastic. What about bad weather?
We don't talk about that.
Okay, fair enough. You do have a plan B, though, I assume, right?
Oh, well, there's a barn. There's a giant barn.
Well, that's not too
bad. And the chefs are under tents, so the barn holds a lot of people,
right.
But we don't talk about it.
Okay. You know, I don't want to rain on anyone's parade. Now, this started in 2016, and Jack, you won the cook-off in 2016.
I did, somehow.
What'd you cook?
I made a little banh mi slider. And I say somehow because I just make sausages for other chefs.
Right.
And I sell to restaurants and at the farmers markets. And so this was a fun thing to actually go and cook some of our own product.
Do you think they did it just to be nice?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
It was a popular vote. You know, it's like everyone who's there gets to vote and everyone has their say.
Tell us about the slider.
So that year I made a sausage that was inspired by Vietnamese stir-fried pork. And so that was the flavor of the sausage. It had some Vietnamese seasonings in it and fish sauce and some other hoisin sauce. And we put that on a little brioche bun with pickled carrots and daikon, some cilantro, spicy mayo. And we also made some pâté, which is a traditional part of a banh mi also. So we had all the different layers. But the cool thing about it was that we used a sausage instead of a grilled pork.
That sounds amazing.
So that was voted the most popular, and that was very cool. I appreciated that because we just started charcuterie is young, and we'd only been going for 2 or 3 years at that point.
Well, how many did you serve?
We did about 500 servings.
500 servings?
Yeah.
Now, you're not a restaurant guy, though, right? You make sausages.
I am not a restaurant
guy.
Did
that drive you crazy?
It was a little bit of a learning curve how to, you know, get that, but we executed it. I have great people that I work with. One of my employees' co-conspirators, I suppose, Danny, has been working with me for 5 years, and she's worked in restaurants. So she got in charge of the line. She made the line. She organized everything, and she expedited, and she got it all out, and I handed them out to people.
Oh, good. So you kept it to a simple job for yourself after the sausage was made.
Yeah.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. We're talking to folks from Grillsdale today, and that takes place August 24th in Hillsdale, New York. Joanna Varello is here. Now, there were other winners. In 2017, who won?
That was Joe Bukubian from The Farmer's Wife.
Do you remember the meal?
Yeah. He made a short rib with quick Chinese noodles with some kimchi, I believe. It went. It was gone. He came up to me within an hour and a half of the event, and he said, "Joe, I'm out of my dish." And I went, "Well, that's a good thing."
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so he won that year.
Chef Bobby Helen of Otto's Market won in 2018. What did Bobby make?
Oh, that was the year of the taco.
The year of the taco.
Yeah.
I did not know.
It was 2018 was the year of everybody showed up and made a taco but Jack. No. But Bobby made a smoked brisket taco.
Oh, man.
And it was quite delicious, and it was like velvet. It was so buttery. And
do you vote in this cook-off?
I do not vote.
No?
No.
You want to stay above the fray?
I do.
Now, how do people vote? Do they eat? Does everybody who buys or goes and eats?
When they go through the gate, like, I hate to say that word gate. But
right. There's
a gate.
People have to pay to get in, presumably.
They buy tickets in advance.
Right.
And they go through the gate, and they're handed a card.
Yep.
And on the card, there's 15 boxes with the numbers, the tent numbers. And so when they're done eating, if they make it through all 15 tents,
right,
they decide which was the best plate, and then they hand it in, and we count them.
Now, I mean, is there ballot stuffing? I mean, could Jack have said, look, all my friends are going to come here, and they're going to vote for me?
It's funny, you know, you only get one card. It's hard to stuff the ballot. So
he's not denying it, though, is he?
There's a lot of people that I know there. You know, it takes place in the same location as the Hillsdale Farmers Market, which we also attend every week.
Right.
And we live in the town, so I do know a lot of the people who attend.
Okay.
But the food speaks for itself. You know, there's no way to stuff that.
You sound pretty confident. You got a shot for this year?
We'll see. I mean, this is the first year that we've had pre-knowledge of what everyone's making. I think everyone knows what everybody else is making.
Sort of, yeah.
Where in the past years, it was a guess, you know?
Okay.
Even sometimes I didn't know until...
So there was strategy set. It was like an NFL draft. You have to think, well, this other team is going to pick so-and-so. So, all right, let's take a break here, and then I want to find out what some of these other people are making.
Great.
Because we know. 800-348-2551 is the number. We are here with Jack Peel and Joanna Varello. Grillsdale takes place August 24th. We'll be back. Vox Pop, Food Friday, Ray Graff with you at 800-348-2551. Still Phil's summery out there, and we'll celebrate summer in Hillsdale, New York, August 24th, Grillsdale 2019. We're here with Joanna Varello, who created Grillsdale and is sort of the head honcho of the whole thing. Jack Peel is here. He's the founder and owner of Charcuterie in Ancrumdale, New York. You brought sausages.
And I did bring some sausage
today.
They're
really amazing. The spicy one is off the charts. What is that?
So I have two different curry sausages that we make here. The milder one, Is our Bombay Banger, which is one of our constant flavors. You can get it in stores and at the farmers markets always.
Yeah.
And then the spicy one we did this year. This one is a collaboration we did with Poor Devil Pepper Company. They make hot sauce in Hudson, New York, and we took their leftover fermented pickled peppers as a mash, which they've strained out of the sauce, and we put that in the sausage. And we mix that in there with fresh ginger and golden raisins and cilantro. A couple other different, you know, curry powders in there just to boost the flavors. And that came out really good. The golden raisins are a fantastic little pop.
I think that's one of the greatest things I've ever had. I mean, that's really amazing. In fact, I'm going to have to travel down there and get some more of these. So why is it only a limited edition? This should be out there all the time.
There's been many requests for that. We do limited edition every week or every other week. We'll make up a new sausage and we'll bring that to the market and people get excited about coming to the market.
So every other week you make a new sausage?
We try to.
Tell me about your failures.
We've had only a couple, I wouldn't say failures.
Like Cocoa Puffs or something?
No, I would never call it a failure. I would say a less successful entry, and that would just be from mixing bacon or something into it, which just like got greasy or just didn't cook in the way that I expected it to. But the flavor's always been good.
And what's one of your best ones that is a limited edition and has not seen the light of day since the one time you made it?
The Vietnamese sausage that we made for Grillsdale first year has been requested.
That was a winner. Why is that not in your regular repertoire?
It was sort of complicated to make. It had a lot of other ingredients, the sauces and all the different things to make into it. And sometimes there's just so many sausages that I want to make. There's just, you know, we make one and then if it's by popular demand, we'll make it again. But we're a small company, so we have limited production, and I have just so many ideas, and we have so many ideas that we want to do, so we're just always trying new things.
So your company, Jacuterie in Ankrumdale, it's not a storefront. You're just making them for farmers markets and other restaurants and such?
Primarily, yeah. We're located at my dad's farm, Herondale Farm, which we do have a little farm store, which is open Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
We sell everything there along with all the other meats that my dad raises. But we go to the farmers markets in Great Barrington, Hillsdale, and Millerton, and then we also sell to many stores throughout the Hudson Valley and the Berkshires.
Well, you know, I got to say, that's good work. How long does it take you from beginning to end when you're making a sausage like that?
A sausage like this, we can make in a couple of hours. This is a fresh sausage. We grind the pork, we mix the seasonings in, stuff it, and we can do that in 2 or 3 hours.
When you were on with the fermentation folks, why were you connected with them?
That was for our salamis, which is actually the main part of our business. We make a variety of different European-style dry-cured salamis, and salamis are fermented first.
I did not know that.
That process, after you've gone through the same process of fresh sausage, where you grind the meat, season it, and stuff it, that also has lactic acid cultures into it, and so you actually ferment those sausages.
And how long does that take?
It could be anywhere from 24 hours to, some people do it for up to 5 days, and we do ours for about 48 hours.
Is there a qualitative difference, strength or otherwise, between leaving it 1 day or 5 days?
Yeah, there's definitely, it's kind of like making bread, like low and slow is the best way to go. You get the best flavor the lower and slower you do it. We found a really nice balance at doing it for 48 hours at a medium temperature. But we do it about 70 degrees. Some people will do it at 60, it'll take longer. Some people do it at 90, it'll take less.
Yeah, I mean, what if you leave it 2-3 weeks?
There's a limit to how long you can do it for.
What happens?
It can go beyond nice fermentation and become very acidic and like vinegary. And at a certain point, it just starts spoiling if you ferment it.
Did you learn that the hard way?
Nope. I've never gone. We have our targets. You measure the pH. You look at it, how it smells, how it feels, and everything. So we always know when it's good to go.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. Jack Peel is here from Jacuterie in Ankrumdale, New York. And Joanna Varello, who created Grillsdale, is here. And Grillsdale happens again, the fourth annual. This will be August 24th in Hillsdale, New York. How many people how many organizations or people are involved in the cook-off? In other words, how many individual windows or booths will there be?
15.
15?
Yes.
Okay. And so what are some of the things we're going to make here?
This year we have a very interesting lineup of chefs.
Yeah.
And we have some very diverse dishes. Usually when you say, you know, barbecue cook-off, most people think like, oh, I need to make a slider.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I need to like grill, you know, steak or something.
Yeah, that works.
It works. We love that. We don't dislike it. But what I like is when I get a lot of requests from vegetarians, like, how can I attend your event? Is there going to be a vegetarian dish?
Yeah.
And this year, people have done it on their own. They've come to me with vegetarian dishes. And I really like that. So this year, we have a vegetarian dish coming in from the Bartlett House from Chef Nicole Kraft. Mm. They're going to make a grilled French onion dip chili tossed fingerling chip.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Exactly.
Grilled French onion dip tossed what?
Yeah, a grilled French onion dip. So I assume they're going to grill a ton of onions. They're going to make a dip, and they're going to grill some fingerling chips on the grill, fingerling potatoes, and toss it with chili.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It does.
Yeah. All right, there's your winner. Bam.
It's a winner.
Done. Yes.
And then another vegetarian dish that a friend named Kevin Chassie.
A friend of yours?
An acquaintance.
All right, because, you know, that would automatically disqualify this person from winning the cook-off.
I hear you. Well, Jack's a friend.
Are there judges? Is there an international auditing body that is looking at these?
What's it, Price Waterhouse?
Exactly.
Yeah, they'll be on,
yes.
They'll be on the
in tuxedos.
In the park. Yeah,
good.
They'll be there. Kevin Chassie is an excellent chef, and he is cooking currently at Steam Noodle in Great Barrington. And him and Jem, who is the owner, they're going to bring in a dish. It's a steamed bao bun with shoyu ginger, marinated and grilled bridge tofu with house kimchi made with Szechuan pepper.
That's a lot of work for a one
day. I'm telling you, these guys, they layer flavors into these little grilled dishes. Blows my mind.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, we'll learn more about some of the other entries this year in a moment, but let's take a call. 800-348-2551 is the number. And Rob in Western Massachusetts. Rob, you're on.
Hi, thank you. I'm wondering what would be the best skin or casing to use for small batch sausage, probably made and cooked or consumed within a few days. Not to sit around.
I like to use natural pork casings, and I get natural pork casings. That's right.
Okay.
You can use lamb casings also. Pork casings are easier to work with; they're a little bit stronger. And I get mine from a local company called Syracuse Casing Company. Out of Syracuse, and they have a website which is macincasing.com, and you can buy small amounts or you can buy wholesale amounts from them.
Oh, awesome. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Thanks, Rob. Number here is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. So, Jack, you made the sausage, and then you cook it over an open fire?
That's right. I grilled these this morning on my before coming over here. And I, at my house, I have both a propane grill and a charcoal grill, which I use, you know, back and forth depending what I'm doing. I do like the propane grill for its ease of use. If I want to cook one sausage for dinner,
yeah,
you can just go out there.
Don't try that with 15 people.
No, when you got 15 people, it's better to have, you know, a nice coal going. You can continuously cook on it. You do get some good flavor out of the coals, the charcoal.
Yeah.
Both little Weber, you know, the good round black old fashioned grills.
You know, when we went over to charcoal or lump charcoal 5 years ago, went back to it and. I don't know how I ever used gas grills in the past, and we always had big gas grills. So we went up on a vacation. I had 10 people in our house, and several more family members were up the beach, and I grilled for everybody, 15 folks, with a little gas grill. And the problem with the old gas grills is the jets, they get clogged, and so they're uneven.
Oh, yeah.
And you're cooking that much food. You're shuffling stuff around to try to make everything even and cook right, and it was a lot of work.
That's true. That'll happen on a charcoal grill too, or even in any oven. You just got to know your hot spots and your cool spots. You got to constantly rotate. You got to be moving around all the time.
And so when we do Grillsdale on the 24th, you're bringing just piles of lump charcoal in for every chef.
We have a sponsor, Harrington Fuels of Hillsdale.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They donate lump charcoal, like 40 bags.
That's enough?
We have leftover. This year I'm sending chefs home with a bag or two.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing. Well, they must be big bags.
They're huge.
Well, all right. Who else is involved in this year's cook-off?
Well, we have a gentleman from Chatham, New York, Christopher Nabel. He owns a brick-and-mortar place called Piconic New York, and he's bringing in – Jack's going to help me pronounce this word. He's bringing in a savory bacon cheeseburger.
It's a pasty.
It's a pasty.
A Cornish pasty.
Not a pasty.
Not a pasty. Yeah. That is something else, and that is a different event, oddly enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, he's bringing that, and then we have Daniel Sabia. Or it might be Sabia. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He's of the Woodfire Food Company, and he's doing a slow-roasted pork saddle, charred broccoli rabe, and anchovy vinaigrette plate.
Wow.
I know. It's like crazy.
But, you know, you say anchovies, and that's going to limit his ability to win.
I personally like anything with anchovies in
it. I love it,
too. Like a dressing. It's salty. And if you cook them down, there's not really a lot of fish in it.
But some people get scared when they see the name.
Right, right.
All right, so we'll put his odds at 30-1.
No, he's a showman.
Okay.
I've got big hopes for him.
All right, fair enough.
Delicious.
Okay.
And then Joe Bikubian's doing a grilled clay pot chili wings dish with a sesame noodles, radish, cilantro, and mint.
Now, he won in 2017.
He did.
Jack won in 2016.
Yes.
Somebody else won in Bobby won in 2018.
I know what Bobby's making this year, too.
What's Bobby making?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Do tell.
I love food. He's going to do a chopped cheese sandwich, which is an iconic New York thing that happens in the Bronx and Harlem.
What do you mean chopped cheese?
Chopped cheese is the name for it, but it's actually a derivative of a Philly cheesesteak.
Ah.
So it's chopped steak, grilled steak chopped with cheese on a baguette, and then you would add like lettuce, tomato, mayo, but with Mediterranean seasonings. So it's kind of like a Middle Eastern flavor.
Oh, very interesting.
Yes.
Well, this sounds great.
Yeah.
All right. We'll put his odds at 7-1. You know, it gives me. It seems to me that the three who have won shouldn't be able to win again, right?
We're not going to bust their kneecaps or anything.
No.
Like that.
I mean,
like
Jack.
We should have a sub competition.
Jack, do you want this? Do you want this victory?
I have a lot of fun at Grillsdale. It's fun to win. It's an honor, but it's just really a really fun event to go to.
And do you get along with all the other chefs?
I do. I know most of them this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you supply some of the stuff that they will use in their
recipes? I do supply some of the chefs with stuff, not for the event.
Okay. Because, I mean, if it's for the event, you could throw some extra spice in, throw things off. You know what I mean?
I never thought of that.
That would be bad because I'm sure if they were using it, they'd have charcuterie written on there.
Oh, You make a point. Yeah. Well, our number here is 800-348-2551. If you want to talk about wood-fired grilling or sausage or whatever else having to do with Grillsdale, which is August 24th, Joanna Varello is here. And Jack Peel is here from Jacuterie. And do tell me about your upcoming brewing company, Joanna.
I'm involved with this really great project that's happening in Hillsdale called the Rojan Brewing Company.
Yeah, Rojan.
Rojan.
What's the name mean?
The name is named after a river that runs. It starts in Austerlitz, and it runs south through Hillsdale, Copake, and then it goes down into Dutchess and loops back up into Livingston and empties out into the mouth of the Hudson.
The Rojan River?
The Rojan River.
I did
it's very
not know
old.
That.
It meanders. It's a creek in my backyard, but it's a giant raging thing down in Livingston.
I'll be darned. Okay.
Yeah. It's named after that river or creek or kill, which was named after a settler.
Yeah.
That came in 1630 named Rolif Jansen.
Ah.
So, yeah, that's
all right, now we know about the name. What about the brewery and the restaurant?
Okay, so the other interesting thing about this project is it's housed in a building from 1851. That was the Mercantile Association building of Hillsdale. So a lot of businesses existed in it prior to this.
Right.
But in its current state as of last year, let's say its current state is now almost a brewery. But it was sinking into the mud. And the owners, Steve and Kathy Bluestone, raised the building up out of the mud. And they built a new foundation.
Mm.
And the brew house and the brewery is in the first floor. And then the restaurant and tasting room bar is upstairs. And it's about 3,000 square feet. And then above that, there's two more floors, which will be used for residences.
Well, that's terrific.
Yeah, it's quite the project.
And when do you think this will open?
I think completion is slated for end of October.
Maybe when will brewing begin?
Brewing will begin sooner because they have to have the beer ready for opening.
Yeah.
So the brewing system just arrived last week.
Do we know what kind of brew they will go for to start?
The brewing team has a list. I'm not allowed to discuss it right now. But I
really?
Could tell you there'll be 10 varieties.
All right, so we'll have an IPA.
Yeah.
We'll have a pale ale. Mm-hmm. Somebody will make a stout. Tell mm-hmm. me when I'm wrong.
Okay.
There'll be an American-style lager, right? And presumably maybe a red ale or something down there.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know what? You're not very helpful. Joanna Varello is here, and this might be her last appearance. The Rojan Brewing Company is opening up in Hillsdale, and Grillsdale takes place August 24th. Our number here is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Jack Peel is here. He brought the sausage. You got a question about making sausage or open-fire grilling? Love to hear from you. 800-348-2551. Vox Pop on WAMC. It's a Food Friday. Ray Graff with you. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. Joanna Varello is a somewhat less than helpful person in talking about Rojan Brewing Company, which opens up in the fall. And we'll just abandon that for now, and we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Jack Peel is here from Jacouterie in Ankrumdale, New York. Grillsdale 2019. It's the fourth annual event. It's taking place August 24th in Hillsdale, New York. Got to tell you, Jack, the spicy curry sausage is, I just had some more. It is it's awesome.
I've been very happy with it. We've done a couple of collaborations with Poor Devil Pepper Company now. We've done two. We've got another up our sleeves that we're thinking about. But this is, we've had a lot of requests for this one, so we're trying to figure out a way to
It's a sneaky spice.
Yeah.
It's sweet when you eat it, and then the spice kind of sneaks up on you.
It does sneak up on you, yeah. And this is going to be a really good part of our dish. This is I brought you the main, the sausage part of the dish. But at Grillsdale, we're going to embellish this sausage.
In what way?
Well, I have some little paratha here, and we're going to do sort of—
That's the bread
yep.
type thing?
It's
unleavened?
Like an Indian flatbread.
Like a naan?
Yeah, like a naan. It's a little bit more buttery. And we're going to make little sausage wraps with that and have bean sprouts and cilantro and fresh radishes and a little curry sauce on top.
Now, cilantro, that's going to put your odds up to 15 to 1.
I think it's gonna be pretty good.
Some people don't like cilantro, right?
They like it when it's all mixed in. When it's all mixed in together there, each different thing does a little thing. It adds a little, takes away a little from the other, and that's as an orchestra, together.
Yeah. All right. We got an email from David. Will tickets be available at the gate?
No. You can get tickets online at www.grillsdale.com.
Grillsdale.com.
Yes.
You got the website.
Yeah.
So you used to do this out on the east end of
yes.
Long Island?
Yes.
Where specifically?
Bridgehampton.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was called Dan's Taste of Two Forks. That was my first big blowout.
Taste of Two Forks.
Yes,
okay.
Get
You're
it?
Be careful saying that. That's all. And what have you learned since you started doing these in the last, let's just start with Grillsdale. In the last 4 years, how have things changed?
I don't know how they've changed. We try to make the event bigger and better every year. I think that our expectations we're surprised at the amount of people that show up and where they come from.
Yeah.
And what a good time they have.
Yeah.
They always write afterwards or leave a note that's like, this was the greatest wedding I've ever been to without there being a wedding.
<it's> like, So there is alcohol there then?
Oh, yes.
I see.
Yes, craft beer and wine.
Take a designated driver. That's always good advice.
Yes.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. By the way, what time does it actually start on the 24th?
It starts at 7 p.m.
It starts at 7 p.m.?
It does.
And what time, Jack, will all the presenters get there to start preparing?
I think that we're going to show up at about 2 o'clock.
Well, that's pretty late.
Start prepping.
Yeah.
We have to fire off a few things on the grill there, and we've learned. after our, you know, the first year, second year, third year, fourth year. Good to get there a little early, so you're ready to go at 7, because at 7 o'clock, 500 people come in, and they all want their servings right away.
Basically, you have a gate, and then at 7, the gates go up and people run in.
It's crazy.
Any injuries when that happens?
No, but this year we have a little surprise for the gate people.
What's that?
We're going to have a brass band playing like hits from the 80s and 90s at the gate to entertain them, so they could like...
Hits from the 80s and 90s with a brass band?
Yeah, the Brass Kill. From Kingston.
What kind of music are we talking about here?
They cover like D-Light. They cover like Bikini Kill. They cover everybody. In a horn, it's like a marching band, like a New Orleans marching band.
Wow.
It's great.
That must get more and more disturbing as the evening wears on.
Well, no. They're there just at the gate for an hour.
While everybody's sober.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah, and then there's two more bands inside.
Oh, so this will be an event. It's Hillsdale, New York, and the event is Grillsdale, August 24th. We're here with Joanna Varello, who created the whole thing, and Jack Peel, who won the first cook-off in 2016. Let's go to John in Greenfield. John, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I just have a simple question about breakfast sausage links. I'm a great fan of those. I love the flavor. Just a simple question. What would be the typical spices you folks would put into those links, the spices?
A typical breakfast sausage or link usually has sage in it. We put a little sage, a little nutmeg, a little ginger, black pepper, and sometimes a little bit of red pepper. It's nice to have the tiniest amount of heat in a breakfast sausage, but not a lot. But
let's put some curry in.
You know, this Bombay banger that I have right here, that I often recommend to people as a good little curry breakfast sausage.
The original one, which is much more mild.
That's right, yeah. And that's based on a British banger, which has sage, nutmeg, ginger, and black pepper, which is essentially almost like a breakfast link. But done as a fatter sausage than the thin breakfast links.
The first spice you mentioned was sage, though. That's
sage.
Kind of the beginning?
Yes, that's right. Sage is usually, I find, the most prolific spice in a breakfast sausage.
Well, thank you very much. That was good to know. It's not like it can get complicated, or you can really jazz it up. That's good.
You can do all sorts of things.
That's right. You never ask how the sausage is made, John. Thank you for the call. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. 800-348-2551. Kevin in Averill Park. Kevin, you're on.
Hello, Ray. How you doing? I was wondering if Jack ever makes Toulouse sausage, or if he has a local source of... referring somebody that makes Toulouse-style sausage.
What is Toulouse sausage?
It's a certain style of sausage. If I recall, it has garlic and it has like cut pieces of fat in it. Is that correct? I have not made it myself. I've only ever had it one or two times. I'm not certain where to get it, but I do feel like I've seen it down in New York City at Sahadi's. That's where I've seen it.
Okay. Yep. I didn't know if anybody local was doing it. It's kind of labor intensive because it's a very coarse sausage. You have to dice it up. I made it once years ago, and it's like, I'd rather find somebody else to do it for me.
I think that was my recollection, is that the fat is hand cut as opposed to ground. And so it has these really nice, you cut it, it's beautiful.
Even
it's got
the meats
these.
Are diced up into like micro cubes. So
yeah.
I didn't know if anybody in the area was doing it or if it was available. All right, well, I appreciate that information. I'll search it out a little bit more.
Hey, Kevin, are you the guy who's opening up the restaurant soon out there?
I am. I'm working on the deck today, so I had to take a break to listen to your show.
Hey, man, I hope you let us know when it opens up.
I definitely will. Right now, I've proven myself to be the world's worst construction estimator, but I'm thinking by mid-fall I should be ready.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-348-2551 is the number. This one came in via email from Andy in Canajoharie, and a question for Jack. Jack, is there a specific breed of pig you prefer to use for making your pork sausage?
I've used all sorts of different breeds. We try to get a lot of pork from our own farm. My dad raises Berkshire pigs, sometimes Yorkshire pigs also, and I have found that I do prefer to use that breed.
Now, the Berkshire pigs, they're interesting in that they commute to the city on the
That's
weekdays?
That's right, back and forth all day.
Yeah, only on the weekends they're up there.
But they're a really good pig. They are originally from England. I think even before that, I think they came from China before that, hundreds of years ago. But they have a really nice balance of fat and meat. The meat is, some meat is wetter, I've found, in sausage making and doesn't bind nicely.
Yeah.
But the Berkshire pig always works fantastically for everything I've ever done with it.
How long have you been doing this?
I've had charcuterie now for 6 years, almost seven now. But before that, I was making sausages for, I would say, 3 or 4 years before that on a hobby level before I decided to turn it into a
business. That's an interesting hobby.
It came from what I found to be a lack of decent sausages. I was born in England, and we had what was called English bangers and these chipolatas, which was a certain kind of sausage, and we weren't able to get them. And one Christmas, me and my dad decided that we were going to make these sausages.
Yeah. Did your dad have experience? Had he ever done that before?
I don't think so. It was a sort of a disaster, our first sausage fray. We didn't have a sausage stuff, and we'd cut like a 2-liter soda bottle as a funnel, and we were trying to like stuff meat through that into a casing.
Any video of this?
There's a bad old grainy picture on Facebook somewhere. You know? but this was in the nascent days of Facebook and camera phones.
Right.
That was the first foray, and after that, I decided that I needed to learn how to do that properly and set on that journey.
And so you've been doing this now for 6 years with charcuterie, and how many restaurants and various stores will you provide sausage for?
More than I can count off the top
really?
Of my head at this point. We do sell to a few distributors in the area, local distributors who distribute it all up and down the Hudson
Valley.
Is
this a big operation? How many people work for you?
Right now it's just me and Danny. We make everything. And then we do work with a couple of other really good producers who help us make everything. So we have a sort of a network, with the slaughterhouse and where we take the pigs and the farms. And then the distribution. So in-house, we were able to get a lot done with just two of us.
That's very interesting. So when you are at Grillsdale,
yeah,
that's Danny then. He'll be working.
She's going to have her husband, I think, is going to come help us. Usually at Grillsdale, it does take us four people in the tent to sort of execute everything that we're doing. So this year, we're going to try to do it with three.
Okay. Well, there you go. All right. Now, let's get back now. Joanna, I'm giving you another chance to talk briefly about Rojan Brewing Company. You won't talk about the beer, which annoys me to no end. But tell us what will be on the menu.
Oh, boy. So we have purchased a Grillworks grill.
Okay.
Which, are you familiar with those?
Not at all.
They're all steel, and they raise and lower by these steampunk wheels.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that'll be in
How
our
big
open.
Is this?
This one is 48 wide, I think. It's two.
48 feet?
No, 40, I wish.
48 yeah, inches yeah. wide.
But it has two plates that go up and down
okay.
when you crank the wheel. So it allows you to cook over open flame at different temperatures, and we'll have a rotisserie with that. So we'll be doing a lot of meat over that, as well as vegetables on one side. So it's going to be like a farm to flame kind of vibe.
So cool.
Yeah. And so we we're in the stages of getting to know a chef. So when we have more to talk about, I'll send the brewer and the chef to
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they can do a show and they can fill you in because I don't want to say anything.
You're scared of these people, aren't you?
No, not really. They're very smart. They're very talented.
Our number here is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Jack Peel is here from Charcuterie, and Joanna Varello is here, who created Grillsdale. And we have the fourth annual coming up in Hillsdale, New York, August 24th. Grillsdale 2019. We've been handicapping the possible winners here of the 15. Which one strikes your fancy the most, Joanna?
I'm really intrigued by the chopped cheese. Bobby Allen from Otto's. I'm intrigued.
It's just
because
a steak and cheese, though, right?
With some
spices?
No, it's going to have a special Middle Eastern flavor to it. So I'm curious if they can pull this off on a grill because it's really a deli thing from New York. You know, it's like.
Well, you melt the cheese.
How's it going to go over with the crowd? You know, I mean, it's a really niche New York thing. So I'm curious as to how that's going to go down. I think Job's wings look really delicious. I think Kevin's steamed bun looks, intriguing. The ladies from Homemade Hudson are doing grilled flatbread.
Tell me about that.
The chef is Monica. I can't remember her last name. I, Forgive me. Homemade Hudson, they are famous for their grilled flatbread pizza, and that's what they're doing at Grillsdale. They're doing a vegetarian one, I believe. So the vegetarian.
Oh, it's a pizza. You just said grilled flatbread, and I thought that was a little dull.
Oh,
it's a pizza.
Is pizza flatbread?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, you could have it without the stuff on it. It would just be flatbread.
Yeah, but I think they're going to put goat cheese and vegetables on it.
Oh, that sounds great.
So that's going to be great for vegetarians who can eat cheese, who are not vegans.
Right, gotcha. Now, so you...
Oh, I know one other thing that'll...
Go.
Take a fancy... Chef David Wirth from Crossroads Food Shop in Hillsdale, he's doing another interesting thing. He's grilling peaches and making gazpacho.
Grilling peaches?
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be delightful.
And I have never grilled peaches before.
They're delicious.
Grilled
peaches? Grilled watermelon, grilled peaches, grilled fruit.
Well, how can you grill watermelon?
Oh, it's delicious. I'm going to come over, Ray. I'm going to grill you some watermelon.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. You know what?
I'm not going to lie.
Don't lie.
I'm not going to lie.
No, I mean, grilling watermelon? I've never heard of such a thing.
In a circle, if you want to do a steak-sized one, you just put it on the grill, flip it once, and then you put fresh lime and sea salt on it and serve it.
I'm
confused.
Or you
could do mint. You could do cilantro.
Watermelon has a lot of water in it.
Yeah, but
you
it kind of
put
dry,
out your
it,
fire?
It kind of dries up when it's on the grill, and it gets the smoky, charred flavor. It's like grilling romaine. Have you ever done that?
Grilled lettuce.
Yeah.
No, I've not done that.
Oh, my God. Ray, you got to come over. I grill clams, lettuce,
all
watermelon.
Right, well, clams is one thing. Yeah. Grilling lettuce is another thing.
It's delicious. The smoky flavor with a Caesar dressing.
Are you all right with this, Jack?
I know all sorts of things you can do with a watermelon. I know somebody in New York, an acquaintance of mine, and he makes a watermelon ham. He like brines it and smokes
it. I'm sorry. Say it again.
He makes a watermelon ham, and it comes out, looks just like ham.
Yeah.
He brines it and smokes it and roasts it. Does all sorts of
smoked
stuff.
Smoked watermelon ham.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so intriguing. I haven't tried it, but it is absolutely fantastic.
Next time you two are on,
yeah,
you're bringing some of the smoked watermelon ham.
Grilled watermelon?
Because I don't believe it exists.
Okay. Look it up. Grilled watermelon salad with feta is delightful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the number here is 800-348-2551. Joanna Varello is here. Jack Peel is here. And we have Grillsdale coming up August 24th. We have music from a brass band who will be playing the hits of Michael Jackson and whatnot.
The Brass Kill.
Very strange. What other music do we have?
Oh, my God. From Boston, we have this amazing outfit called Void Union. And they do like a retro soul ska kind of vibe. Another horn section, but on stage, with a guy that sings, and it's like dance hall, old Jamaican dance hall. Not quite reggae, not quite ska, but, you know, soulful. And then after that, we have Chef Joe Bukubian and his band, The Wild Weeds.
And what do they do?
When he's done grilling, he'll take the stage, and they do like a garage rock kind of thing.
So wait a minute now. This guy at 7 o'clock will be feeding 500 people.
Yeah.
Hopefully winning and repeating from his 2017 title.
Maybe.
And then the band gets together afterwards and they play music. How long does this event go? It starts at 7, goes till when?
11.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you literally have to kick people out at 11?
No. About 10:30, people are like, he'll play at like 9. He'll, you know. 10:30, people are like, I'm full, I'm tired, I need to go home.
So the format of this then is you basically pay one, we can't do prices, but you pay one fee and then you're in and you eat whatever you want?
Yeah, you eat and drink whatever you want.
All right, as a competition goes, I think this is a problem.
Why?
Because let's say I go to Jack's charcuterie stand first, and then I eat that, and then I'm starting to get a little full, and then I go to somebody else.
Yeah.
By the time you're done with two or three, you're full, and even if you have something else, you're like, it's not that good.
Well, there are some serious eaters, foodies, who come and do all 14, 15.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So it's not a huge portion.
No, they're like...
Bite size.
It's bite size.
Right.
In a cute little, you know, recyclable boat. And then once you go down the line and you start tasting all these things, you know, people just like they get hooked on something and they want to go back to that.
And are you allowed? Or will Jack say, look, I saw you. You had a slider. Get out of here.
The repeat police. Yeah. We have we by sign ask people Grillsdale etiquette. If you like something, don't hit it twice.
That's very.
I usually find it as a good sign if someone does come back for seconds.
Does anybody cheat?
I would say towards the end, the people who are really taking the voting seriously, they come back and they're like, all right, these are my three favorite. I got to go eat those three again.
Down.
You know?
That's a good scam. That's very good.
Yeah.
How many people do we expect?
This year, close to 500, plus the staff there and the bands. it feels more like 600.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And was it this way? Has it grown, or was it this way right from the get-go?
The first year we did close to 350. The second year, I think we did. It's grown every year, at least by 50 people or 100.
How do the folks in Hillsdale who are not involved with this take to it?
Oh, that's a good question. I think they come.
Anybody
they hear about
nobody
it.
Complains?
Nobody complains.
Too much noise? Too many revelers?
No. It's in a field at a farm in Rolif Janssen Park.
Mm.
And it's, you know, if you live on a hill, you could hear the music. But
well, that's a great point, though. It's on a farm. How do people get there?
They drive down Route 22 and make a left into the park entrance.
Yep.
And there's lots of parking. You see a giant silo. You get out of your car. You walk to the gate. And then you enter.
You have to go online first to get your get your pass. Mm-hmm. And the website, once again?
www.grillsdale.com.
All right, Jack Peel, what's coming at Jacuterie in coming months?
We have, as I was saying, we have another Poor Devil Pepper Company sausage that we've been planning on doing.
What's that one?
We're going to go with, the Mountain Mama hot sauce, which has beets and carrots and stuff in it.
Yeah.
And so we've been thinking of doing a sort of a spicy borscht kind of sausage.
Ooh, you do a test run? Now you've said this over the air. What if it stinks?
It's in my mind. It's evolving still. Usually our test run, we'll do a 50 pounds. At this point, I know that the ingredients taste good. I know the things taste good. And so I mostly just usually figure it's going to be good. And if it's not, when we're really skeptical about something, we might make 10 pounds, but the ones we make 10 pounds of are always the best ones. And then we have to make a lot more.
We have to make more.
Yeah.
And how many recipes do you have now that you can go back and forth to and say, I'll pull this one out and make a limited run?
A lot. My binder is getting very messy. And
these are all things you've come up with on your own, for the most part?
No, a lot of them are inspired by traditional dishes. So one of the things with Jacuterie is that we sort of search for sausages around the world or that we've encountered traveling.
And steal them.
And steal them, but try to make them locally with all local ingredients. And so it's sort of like an homage in a way. And sometimes we'll do very traditional sausages, our regular lineup of sausages will have, English sausage, Italian sausage, Spanish sausage, South African sausage.
What's a South African sausage?
A South African sausage is called boerewors, and that's a beef and pork sausage, and it has tarragon and allspice and clove. It's very flavorful, and it comes in a big wheel. And that's traditionally grilled. It can only be cooked on the grill. You can cook it another way, but it's supposed to be cooked on the grill.
Interesting.
Delicious.
Other times we'll take another dish, that's not a sausage and turn it into a sausage. So we'll take stir fry flavors or something
that
and be like, that's meat that's marinated. So that would be good if you marinated it and ground it up and put it in a sausage.
I got one for Grillsdale 2020.
All right, go for it.
Soylent green sausage. All right, listen, we're out of time
people.
Here.
Wow.
Thank you very much. Support comes from Henry's at the Farm Restaurant, Buttermilk Falls, Milton, taking reservations for the Marchese DeGrazie Wine Dinner, featuring wines from the DeGrazie's Piedmont Estate, Sunday, August 25th, buttermilkfallsinn.com. The Barn at Egremont Village Inn, presenting High Season, featuring Jack Petruzzelli with opener Jesse Mason on Friday, August 16th, Saturday, August 17th, Dan and the Wildfire, the EgremontBarn.com. And Cafe Capriccio, Chef Jim Rua, working to preserve and maintain the traditions of Italian cuisine and hospitality since 1982 on Grand Street in Albany, New York, CafeCapriccio.com. Well, thanks once again to Jack Peel of Jacuterie and Joanna Varello, the organizer of Grillsdale, for joining us today. Grillsdale 2019 takes place August 24th in Hillsdale, New York. Go to today's Food Friday webpage. There's a link. You can find out more. Thanks to Kayleen White for answering the phone, Zach Malloy, our engineer, Jim Lavoulis, our producer. Have a lovely weekend. We'll be back at 2 on Monday for a Medical Monday.